and welcome to this week's episode of the Two Random Sheets World Famous Best in the World Best in Class podcast. Over to you, Vince. What's on this week's episode?
It is a memory box. A memory box. Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch.
There we go. We're exercising.
Fig rolls. Fig rolls are nice.
I ain't had a fig roll for years.
We've had no tea.
Well, you call it tea, I would call that dinner.
Dinner, tea, whatever. We haven't had any. So excuse us while we finish our mouthful. That's very rude of us. Sorry, listeners.
I know we're in the future now, but if people want to know the timeline we've recorded, if you listen to Bend and Snap 2 Snapped, that's a massive success.
Yeah, huge.
We are recording this episode straight after it, but this is probably a month later or something.
This might not go up straight after this it, the following week.
We might be in September now.
Exactly, yeah.
We're doing a trial tomorrow.
We're on our walk.
So this episode is Memory Box. We have done an episode where we was sending items out into outer space. Hugely successful. Another hugely successful.
Was that Callisto?
Callisto. Hugely successful episode of ours. Our second most ever played episode. Yeah.
So this is a semi-follow-up to that.
So this is sort of a follow-up. It's almost a similar thing. This is called Memory Box. This is a little bit more personal. So rather than think, what do we think aliens would like to hear and see, this is a more personal idea, whereas we have got 10 subjects and we are both going to put one thing each from each subject into our own memory box so that it can be buried and it may be found later on in life by somebody. In 1,000 years, someone will dig up each of our memory boxes and they maybe might get a bit of a picture of what we were like as people.
So it is going to be, 3017, it's being dug up.
Yeah, in 1,000 years, 500 years, whatever, the future will be different, obviously. But if someone finds our box, they will get a picture of what we were like as people. Maybe
me
from
and
historically,
you personally. So this is a bit.
Yeah, not totally personally. We're not saying what's our favourite body part. Describe a description of yourself.
Yeah.
This is 10 subjects. We will pick our favourite for each subject.
Yep.
They go in the box. So obviously, like one of the subjects, for example, is a place. Without doing too many spoilers, that will come up at some point. It won't be number one. But obviously we can't put a place in a box. It obviously be a postcard of a particular place that is your favourite. Now, before we start with the first subject...
I've got a disclaimer before we start as well.
Yes. Your disclaimer that you haven't done any work.
Val sent me this list. What, 2-3 days ago?
Longer. No, it was the weekend, I think. Friday night, I think it was.
So almost a week ago.
I'm just finishing my fig roll.
Fig roll. Almost a week ago, you sent me a list of 10 items.
This episode could turn into a two-parter as well.
We
don't know how it's going to go.
Join us next week for the first. So you sent me a list. This is my disclaimer. You sent me a list. Let's say a week ago, for argument's sake.
Yeah.
I've replied to you in about 4 minutes and said all mine are done.
Yeah, and I knew you hadn't.
I've done none.
When you sent all yours were done, I'd done four. Then spent another, and it took me about an hour because it's more difficult than you think, which is why this might become a two-parter. Because you're not necessarily picking your favourite. We use place again as an example. You're picking something that is personal to you, why you would like that in a memory box, either because you've got good memories of that place or because there's something happened at that particular place that was good for you. It doesn't mean it's your favourite place in the world. It's different to let's end up whatever into space because it's our favourite and we want people to hear it.
Well, that was more what we wanted aliens to think of the human race.
Exactly. So this is a bit more personal. So we will start.
We're going straight into it. Mine are going to be off the cuff.
You are going to pick a question. You are going to pick a number between
There's 10 of these people. There's 10 of these memory box items.
So it's quite random. You can't see my list. You can't see the book. You can't see what I've
And this
got
is
written.
In a different order that Val sent me, but I can't even remember.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll get the pen out and mark it off just in case
I'm
it
just
going to
go straight down the middle. No messing about.
Yeah.
No beating around the bush, thinking about what number to pick. Five.
Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Unbelievably.
Places.
It's a place. So we will start with place. It's as good a place to start as any.
Place.
We will start with place. So while you're thinking, I will tell you what I've written down for what I would like a picture postcard of a place in my memory box.
I've got mine already.
Margate.
You going for Margate, the boy?
No, that's a joke.
Funny.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
All the listeners that live in Margate are like, you know us.
Yeah. Well, actually, it isn't too far away
from
what I've got.
Now you first.
No, well, the actual place I've got written is the sea/beach. So a beach. Any beach.
All right.
A picture of a beach and the sea. Don't matter if it's stony, sandy. I love the sea. We all know I love the sea. So I had to pick a beach. There's a load of places I like. load of places I've been to I like, but the place I would want to be remembered for, if you like, someone opens a memory box, where does he like to be? By the sea.
Are you done?
I ain't got nothing else to say, really.
This is unbelievable.
What?
When you know, about, if you rewind this back, before you say anything, I said, I've got mine.
Yeah.
I've got mine. Guess what it is?
The beach.
Yeah.
The
but
beach.
It's a specific beach where you could get a real postcard. Yours is mine.
Mine's just to get me a picture of the sea.
Any beach. Everyone knows Val loves the... You love the sea, the ocean, the sea, and all that. There's a place in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of this beach.
There's quite a few places in Cornwall.
But this is more like a little kind of cove one, but it's
they're
quite
all
big.
Like that. Oh. They're all... There's loads of them. Little shoe size. Yeah. Maybe half shoe. A mile.
But the thing
little
is...
Little surf shop maybe and a cafe, and that's it.
We went to this... like me and the family... We went to this beach, we drove down there, and hold on, I'm trying. Yeah, we drove down there, years and years, I can't remember, the kids were tiny little dots.
Yeah. Was both the kids there, though?
Everyone was there, apart from the dog.
Okay. It was, I'm saying both of your kids, not just all your families,
yeah.
But both of your kids were there. So we could say, for argument, you could say about 10 years ago, maybe 12.
You still see the pictures, you know, like, I don't, anyone who's got an Android phone, I don't know if you do it, have you got that Google Photos set up?
No, I don't. I can just about turn my phone on.
I do like it. What they do, every few days or something, they send you a picture on this Google Photos. I'll show you one day. Excuse me. They send you a picture on this Google Photos and it will say 10 years ago, 9 years ago, well, 8 years ago.
So all your pictures are stored into Google, almost like a little cloud.
Yeah. Like
you ain't got to show me now.
It is a little cloud. No, but I got one the other day and I snapshotted it and I sent it to the world.
Was it relating to this Cornwall trip?
No, it was just the kids. It said 7 years ago today, yesterday.
So like what they the do, kids were I doing think they do this thing sports on Facebook, don't they? When you log into Facebook, you start to say memories.
Join up on to this stuff. It's completely free, Google Photos.
Google Photos. What, I need to take all the photos off of my phone?
Yeah, it just takes the ones you want it to take.
Oh, okay.
But you need to have this app sort of running like a good few years to,
to get,
see the benefits of
it.
Yeah,
I see what you mean, yeah.
But anyway.
So you went to this
We went to this beach and... We had a good holiday, which had, you know, just an holiday. You come back and you think we enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We went back and it was probably about, let's say for argument's sake, 10 years later.
Yeah.
But we didn't do it on purpose. We went down to Cornwall. We stayed in a little place. Well, let's go Cornwall. We like Cornwall.
Yeah.
And we always do the Stonehenge on the way back.
Yeah.
The wife loves all that sort of hippie stuff. I've gone blank. What was I going to say?
You're saying you went down there again 10 years later.
Yeah, but so we're going there. Oh, let's go down the beach. We got to the same beach, but didn't know it was the same beach.
Right.
And the memories that come back were scary.
Yeah.
We're walking down, and it was like deja vu, thinking, we've been here before.
Of all the beaches you could have picked, because there's loads of them little...
It was like the same one. It was like, hang on, we've been here before. And we're looking at, like, there used to be a hotel there, but now it's something else, because that's the hotel we stayed in.
Yeah.
It was right on the beach, but this time we weren't. We were somewhere else. It was like, hang on a minute. And it was just, the memories were like flooding back, and I've never experienced that before after like, say, 10 years.
Yeah.
So I think my postcard to put in the box would be
there.
It would
be the beach in Cornwall.
Because we'll probably go back in 10 years' time.
I've been to one down there, and it was called Praa Sands, P-R-A-A, and that was literally a little horseshoe, and it had a surf shop, a cafe, and a pub.
I've explained to you, because you know more stuff like that. So the beach was kind of a cove.
Yeah.
But right at this side, so what's that, the left side?
Yeah.
It was a bit rocky. There was some rocks in the thing.
Yeah.
There was a surf shop. I think there might have been another little shop. But there was a surf shop that you hire stuff from.
Yeah.
It was like a hired equipment, because me and the boy hired the all-in-ones and we went out on the little surfboards and stuff. And then, so that's there. And then over here, it was a hotel before, but now it's a restaurant. And the car park is kind of behind all that.
No, that won't work.
Yeah,
because ours had a pub that had a veranda, and you sat on the veranda of the pub, and you was basically below you was sand. It was almost like the veranda went out onto the beach, almost. Praa Sands. I don't know what it's like. That was a long time ago.
I'd probably home in and find that.
Yeah, if you drove down to Cornwall, you'd be like, oh.
But it's just weird. That's the first time. I reckon this is if people went on holiday to say, let's say Menorca, and you went back you 10 years later, you think, oh, do you remember that it was there used to be?
Yeah.
Your memories are weird. It's like that Google Photos.
Yeah.
It's telling you 10 years ago, you saw this, your kids were doing sports day.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being on this
beach. That's the only place I've ever had it happen.
Excellent. So Cornwall Beach for you and any beach for me.
Yeah.
So that's much of a muchness. But it doesn't matter because your box is different to mine. So it don't matter if we say 10 things all the same.
Yeah, because
it's completely irrelevant. We'll go to pick another number then. Pick another number. We've done a place.
I'm going to go... Keeping it steady and surely.
Yep.
Straight down the middle, number 5.
You've said number 5.
Straight down the middle.
Place.
All I'm seeing, I'm closing my eyes.
This is like having a psychic in the room.
No, but I'm closing my eyes.
Go on.
Right, write down on that bit of paper anywhere so I can't see it.
Yeah.
A number.
All right.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm focusing on... With your thoughts, send me that
number.
Right,
I'm sending it.
Send me that number.
I'm sending it.
Send me... Six.
No.
Eight.
No.
Four.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
Do you want number six?
Yeah.
Right.
What was your number, you'd be dead?
Seven. Number six is... This might need a bit more explaining. I've got it written down as hobby item. So it does... What I mean is it's like an item that you own or have owned in your life that you would like to go into your memory box. Okay? So it's something... A possession of yours that you own now, or maybe you owned as a kid, maybe you owned in between as a teenager, something relevant now. It's just an item that would go in there and say, this person liked, and it'd be that
I've
item.
Got mine.
Go on, tell
Do
me.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first, because I went first last
my
time.
My beach story went on for 4 minutes, and 24 minutes, and yours, and you had a week preparation lasted 10 seconds. Right, I'm going to go with...
This is why... This shows the difference between preparation and non-preparation.
Yeah,
what's good and what isn't.
Well, I'm going with, just because it's something that's...
It's more energy!
It's been with me since I remember.
Yeah.
It's not the same item, but it's an item that this relates item. To that.
Okay.
Computer game control pad.
Computer game control, what's something from a PlayStation or...
Just well, it don't matter.
Because you're a gamer.
Any computer
game... You're a gamer!
Well, I'm not as big as a gamer as I used to be.
No, but you used to be a gamer.
Yeah, but I'm still interested in it.
So it's as each. So you're basically saying, so when a new one comes out, you always get the new one.
Of course I will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it'd be from the very first time you had a controller to the controller
now. There's a special memory that certain people will relate to, that there's something special about a game.
Okay.
A new game. But when I was younger and we had the VIC 20, the Commodore 64, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There's something special. You used to bring a smile to your face when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there's still that same sort of memory, so I'd put a control pad in. Any control pad, I am a bit of a PlayStation fan, but it could be any control pad, it don't matter what control pad, just to show that hobby that I have lived with in my life.
Yeah, so when someone has a memory box, they're going to say this person
and now the boy games a lot, so I watch him and it's just like a...
And you still get to see it.
Like you play with Max on the old FIFA.
There's
a bit of a bonding to it, isn't it?
Yeah, of course there is.
Americans go out and chuck the ball at each other.
If me and Max are playing, be it FIFA or be it with toys, he says, can we have father and son time?
Yeah, see?
Because to him, that's going to football, that's playing on the Xbox.
Exactly.
I get exactly what you mean.
What are you writing down?
I'm writing down your one so that we can recap from however far we get.
So it's just a control pad.
Controller, I've put... Like my item, for me personally, through my life, that I'd like to go in a memory box, an item that's special to me, that means not necessarily more than anything, that I want people to know relates to me, is right in front of our very eyes as we speak right now.
Microphone.
Is it? Yeah. I loved our old microphone that we used to use on the first podcast.
That's coming out of retirement tomorrow.
Which is coming out of retirement soon after this episode, if it's September. But this microphone, doing this podcast has changed my life.
Yeah,
completely changed my life. It helped me out during difficult times, and it helps me forget anything that's going on that's bad or good. It is my hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however many we do. It's my time to switch off. And throughout my whole life, I've never really had that. I used to go to football quite a bit when I was younger, like when I was 19, 20 years ago, Chelsea, week in, week out, home and away. That was my thing then. But it wasn't something that, you know, a load of people did that. And I know a load of people do podcasts. But on a personal level, nothing in my life until the age of 44, which is when we started it last year, 43, 44.
That was like 2 years ago.
No, it's 18 months, isn't it?
All right.
So, but nothing has ever had the effect on me that having... doing the podcast does. My life not revolves around it.
No. Nope.
But it's my time to, it's half hour of talking throughout the week, booking the dates, and then when we're in here, it's 2-3 hours of effing around, joking around, being serious like we are now. We aren't always serious, but that's why I'd like that to go in the box.
But there is something, I do agree with you.
There's nothing from my childhood that I'd think, oh, I'd really like that to go in it. It'd be so that when someone opens the box, they can go, microphone, oh, it must have been some sort of recording artiste.
But there is something we don't get paid for this. We do it for fun.
Yeah.
And if there was one person listening now, we'd still do next week.
I wouldn't care how many people listen. It's what we've always said from the beginning. And we're quite lucky because we have up and down months where sometimes more episodes get played than others. But as you say, if one person listened, if 10 person listened, I'd be over the moon. We're quite lucky because we do get quite
good. Well, we don't know what sort of figures other people podcasts are getting. We don't really care, to be honest, because we always say we do it for fun. But in my head, it does seem like with the podcast, YouTube, we're a bit flopsons.
Yeah.
But with the
podcast, we do quite well.
We seem like we eat the ground money, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And going by the figures this year, I don't think we're going to get as many as we did last year. But it ain't a lot of difference.
Mandy's episode's gone up.
Oh, yeah, when that yoga goes up. After that's gone up, we've probably tripled.
We're probably on a million now.
Yeah, people listen to this who listen to yoga and think, why aren't they doing bending over and breathing exercises and everything?
We're going to be close to our 100th episode. This is probably 85 or so. Yeah, maybe more.
What are we doing for episode 100?
We'll have to think of something.
We're digressing.
We've got to think of something to do for episode 100, and we've also got to think of something to do when we get over a million listeners. It will be
which isn't far away.
Yeah.
So that's how well we're doing in 18 months. So thank you, listeners. Yeah. If we haven't said thank you for a while, thank you. Number between 1 and 10, please. We've done a place, we've done a hobby, or hobby item. We'll have another number between 1 and 10. I'm not playing those silly guessing games. Number 2. Number 2 is a band or artiste. So it would be, say, a CD. It hasn't got to be a particular CD. Or it could be a picture of an artiste. It could be one particular song. A band or an artist that you would like to go in a memory box. Okay.
You're your first, because
I'm going to go first, because although this was recorded now and it's probably going out in about 7 months, it's quite prominent on my head, and it is the reason I chose it is, I'm not going to choose the Beatles, which is obvious. I am choosing Radiohead.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they've just smashed it last week at Glastonbury. Yeah, so that tells everyone when we're recording. They've just smashed it last week at Glastonbury.
They did.
And I've never seen them live, and I watched the whole set live on the telly. So
you've never
I know
them live before?
I've never seen them live.
No, because neither have I, but you're a bigger fan.
They've always been one of my favourite bands after the Beatles. I've always liked them, always followed them. Never really had the chance to see them live because it sells out too quickly. Watched the 2 hours, 10 minutes, however it was long, on Glastonbury on the Friday night.
Oh, they did a set, didn't they?
And was blown away at how good they were. It's not everyone's taste, I know that, but I'm not putting this in for people to be fans of.
Anyway.
This is personal to me, and I think if I hadn't watched that Friday night, I might have gone down a different road. But I did watch it, so I've chosen them.
But I did watch it as well.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it, and I'm not as big as fan. I'll tell you who else watched it, Mark Smith. He said he's watched it now 19 times.
He was there.
Oh, he was there?
He was there, yeah, I saw him.
But it was the same day as the Formula 1. Maybe just quickly, helicopter.
Yeah, helicopter over. That's probably what helicopter was making all the noise.
No more, he hates us.
No, he can't stand. He's probably talking about us.
I hate him.
So, yeah, so that is my band or artiste. It would be, if I'm going to be really specific, put OK Computer in the box so that people can say, oh, what's this music he listens to? And people might say, it's dirge, you've got rubbish taste in music. I don't care, it's my personal choice. Because what you'll have is something totally different. And what another 1,000 other people have put memory boxes in, they'll all have different tastes.
Of course they're all going to have different tastes. I'm struggling.
You're struggling for a particular band or artiste that you... So some, I find your box, and I open it up and I say, oh, he likes music. He likes... Ba-boom.
Yeah, but is it music that I like, or is it music that I still like?
It's up to you. This is the whole point. You can pick your favourites. We said at the beginning, it's not necessarily your favourites. But it can be your favourites.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't... Not, it can be your favourites. I just said Radiohead are my second favourite band after the Beatles. So, other than having the Beatles in there, but people are still going to be talking about the Beatles in 1,000 years' times when they're digging the box
up. I'm not going to keep thinking about it. I'm just going, Bon Jovi, best of.
Best of Bon Jovi for Adam.
It's the first band I went to see live. It's kind of... Me and the missus were kind of... That's the sort of music we was listening to when we first met. We've been to see him live about 62 times... I'm just going straight down the middle. Bon Jovi's easily listening. They've got some good tunes. I'm not as big as a fan now as I used to be, but I still chuck that in.
Yeah, because we've always known you're a Bon Jovi fan.
Oh, we're halfway there.
Whoa. Whoa.
Are we halfway there?
Hearing on a prayer.
Huh?
We're halfway there.
No, we've only done 3 and we're 20 minutes in.
There's them.
18 minutes. 19. I can't see that.
Number 3. Glasses. Number 3. This could have gone wrong, actually. I've just read number 3 and realised what... Toy as a child. So when I said about the hobby item earlier, we could have ended up with 2 toys in.
Well, I'm going straight in. I'm not going to overthink about it. Super Ted.
Super Ted. What, a figure of Super Ted?
No, it was a teddy.
It was a teddy?
No, because now it's a toss-up between Super Ted or Big Ted. No, this ain't a mess about...
Big Ted?
But this ain't... If someone's listening that I know from work, this ain't nothing to do with that.
No, but you obviously had a teddy that was called Big Ted.
Well, I've still got them.
You still got your teddies.
Did you have teddies when you was...
Yeah, I had loads.
Yeah, I had loads.
I couldn't even get in my bed.
We're talking 0 to 10.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Can I talk about teddies for a little while?
Yeah, of course you can. You can talk about it. It's a podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Right, so
that means people will be turning off. You bored us with Cornwall, now bored us with teddies.
0 to 10, I used to have a pile of teddies at the end of my bed.
Yeah.
There was Big Ted that me nan made. She's no longer with us. He had a little vest t-shirt on. But he was the Big Ted.
Big Ted.
I had Super Ted that he had a little... Do you remember the cartoon?
Yeah, I remember the cartoon Super Ted.
He was like a little red outfit. Yeah, but he was like a teddy. And then you could undress him. And he had the Super Ted. Yeah. I had Edgehog, but it was like a puppet. I had a gizmo thing that was like a slime thing.
He was doing a movement with his fingers.
He was like... You put your hand, it was like a slime thing. But I had his baby.
Yeah.
I had his baby. So they them two... But he used to be a set... And it's a set, I can't remember the others, but there used to be a set space. One year we went to Tenerife. My dad used to get a villa through work to Tenerife, so it would be a cheap holiday for us all. So we'd go to Tenerife 1 year, put more in a suitcase. They all come on holiday with us.
All of them? All of them. Where was your clothes? Or did you have to add an extra case?
Well, I just kind of squeezed them one in each suitcase and they come on holiday with
us. That was a bit uncomfortable, though, travelling.
Yeah, but there was these just...
I did have something similar. I had, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 teddies, and I had a particular favourite, and what I had a monkey that had like Velcro hands, and it was holding baby monkey.
Yeah.
But what I used to do is, let's say I had 9 teddies, they used to have a week with me each.
Did they?
So it's your turn this week, it's your turn this week, it's your turn this week. And then sometimes what I used to do as well is before I went to bed, I'd line them all up in the bed. So they was all in the bed and I had to squeeze it because they all had their places. And I had to squeeze it. There weren't no room for me. I'd be like scrunched up in the bed thinking, no, I can't roll over because I'm going to squash the monkey. Or I'm going to squash the teddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to squash my little bunny and things like that. So yeah, I had exactly the same thing and still do. No, I do have it. I do have a teddy in bed with me now, a little one like that. Matt's gave me last year on fire.
Where are your old teddies now?
Probably in a bin somewhere.
So I've got mine in the garage somewhere.
Auntie Julie, you've seen the bear. The bear is on under the sheets.
Yeah.
Watch UTF. That bear is 40 odd years old.
See?
That bear goes with her on holidays. That bear's been all around the world, the boy.
So as childhood toys, because I can't remember any more childhood toys that I had.
You're going for one of the teddies? I'm
just going for the teddies, because if I sat somewhere now and all them was lined up there, I reckon I'd be in bits.
Yeah.
Even though there's no bad stories with the teddies,
no.
I reckon it's just the memories of being
Kid. Yeah, so someone's going to open it and go, oh, look, yeah, you like teddies.
I'd be in bits.
They might, yeah, teddies.
That's why I think they're tucked away in the garage, because I don't really want to be looking at
them. I haven't been very original. No, I went for Lego. It's not very original, but I played with Lego more than anything.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different now, because it's really expensive.
Oh, Lego.
Because it's all got brand names.
Lego hardly ever is in a sale. And if it is, it's only like a nug off.
Yeah, and it's because it's all branded, it's all superheroes and Star Wars and Lego City and this and the other.
Every right ever.
Exactly. So I think that makes it more expensive because of the branded on top of the brand.
And they do,
if that
like
makes sense.
Marvel.
But I had just a big I had a big old Quality Street tin that was filled with all different colour shapes and bricks and this, that and the other, and played with it for hours. We didn't have instructions. I had one thing that came with instructions, and it was a bit of road with a bus stop thing.
Did you ever have the old Millennium Falcon?
No.
No.
People still buy that now. It's massive money. Massive money.
I will say one thing about Lego. You line up all the different companies that make a Lego brick, like a brick,
yeah.
You can tell a Lego.
Oh, you can. You can tell when it's fake.
Yeah, of course you can.
You can tell when it's fake.
There's a quality
when
to
you
Lego.
Sorry, I'm just writing down your toy in case I forget. When you go into the Lego shop, they've got a thing now where there's like a tower and it's got about 5 little holes and you can pay about 10 quid and you can make 3 or 4 characters.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You can pick whatever legs.
They're like plastic kind of bowls, isn't it?
Yeah, you can pick whatever legs you want, head you want,
yeah.
Body you want, cape, tall, weapon, colour. It's unbelievable, which is brilliant fun for the kids, and they probably make loads of money on
and
that.
And is it free for a nug?
Three for a tenner or something like that. It might be 4 for a tenner. I'm not too sure. We haven't done it for a while, but Max did it. Max enjoyed it. And he was in there an hour. Took him an hour to make 3 people. After 5 minutes, I was like, ah. But I put it in because I did have good memories as a kid playing with Lego. I played with a lot of Sabutio as well. It was a big thing.
Oh, do you remember Sabutio?
Yeah, that almost went on the list. But
I
went.
I just remembered about.
I went for Lego.
Do you remember the advanced one of Sabutio that came out? It weren't made by. It was like a rival company. Come on,
not Striker. Where you push their heads and they kick the ball.
It did something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, that was called Striker.
Was it?
It weren't nowhere near as good.
Yeah, but it was like a rival.
Because me and Martin used to play it a lot, Marty P, and when the men used to break, we used to fix them with blue tack. And when you flicked them with blue tack on, mate, you flicked it and it went all the way down the pitch.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like a ball. You flicked it. It was like, I think he had one called Marty P. Tell me if I'm wrong. There was a player called Rui. I don't know why he was called Rui, but we called this bloke and he had massive blue tack on the bottom. I'm sure we called him Rui. I don't know where that's
because
just sprung from the memory box in my brain.
But there's something special about Sabutio that it was more like that. It's a bit like Lego where it's more like Lego's a bit like this as well. It's more fun setting it all up yeah. than the actual game.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Lego, that, like the Sabutio, you'd have the little Tottenham kit. All that would be is just blue top, white shorts,
yeah.
but it would be Tottenham,
yeah.
and you'd have your favourite little player.
Yeah, yeah,
you'd
yeah.
be lining it all up perfectly.
Yeah, can I get a fence to go around the outside of the pitch? Yeah. We never had the pitch on a board. You could never get a board to stay flat, so we had to play it on a bedroom on yeah, the bedroom carpet. Did. And you used to lean over. It's like, oh, the corner flag's come up. And
yeah,
that, but it was still.
But it was more. I think the game weren't as fun.
Marty
as...
P used to do commentary.
Oh, did he?
Playing. Yeah, he used to do commentary. Record it on an old cassette recorder.
He loved doing them recordings.
Yeah,
didn't
he loves it. The boy.
Has he still got that cassette player?
Probably, he's probably got the cassettes.
He's probably doing a recording as we speak.
Yeah, maybe. On a cassette player.
He's doing his own memory box.
He's doing his own podcast. He asked me to ring him earlier. That was probably in your message, specifically back. Right, we are going for item number 5. You need to pick a number, and this is going to be the last one for this episode.
Fair enough.
So we are going to go into a two-parter, right. listeners. Exclusive news, a two-parter. What? And there won't be a countdown until the end of episode 2.
Whoa, I can't take it. What have I called that?
You've called that... 1, 3, 4, and 5. So if you want to call that 2, so that then we've got a bottom half to do next time.
All right then, 2.
Oh, hang on a minute. All I've then. Dropped a nug.
No, I think I've done 2. I think I ain't done 1.
No, you've done 1. I've dropped a ball here. We've only got 9 items on the list.
That's all right. We're in the break, we'll add another one.
Do you want to do number 2 then?
Yeah, go on.
So that then the next time we've got 7, 8, 9.
You do number 2.
Number 2 is... Oh, no, I've gone completely wrong.
Because I've already done 2, I'm sure I have.
No, you haven't. Number 2 is... film. So a DVD could be your favourite film ever. It could be a film that you think people are going to look at and think, oh, he liked that sort of film. What sort of film would you're going to pick? I mean, it's hard to pick an all-time favourite film anyway, isn't
it? But like you said, it don't have to be favourite.
Let's be honest, yeah. I think it's me to go first.
I need a few minutes with this one.
I haven't gone very original, to be fair. I've gone for Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, it's a joke.
Is that with the old bloke with the moustache?
Burt Reynolds, yeah, he's in that, the boy. Yeah, Breaker, Breaker, 1-5.
So
I haven't got for Smoking the Bandit. No, I have chosen Star Wars.
Yeah.
If I'm going to pick one...
What are you going for? You got 7 to go for. Or 8 to go for, that 9, 10.
It might be 9, yeah. I'm going to say A New Hope. Because it was the first one that ever come out.
I'll accept it. As long as you didn't say Attack of the Clones, I'd accept it.
Yeah, it was the first one that come out. We've talked about Star Wars 1,000 times. I'm not going to turn this into another Star Wars episode. This subject took me the longest to decide. This took me a long time to decide.
I am struggling.
Because there's so many films. And there's so many films that I like that I could say that's one of my favourites. So I thought, no, I'm going to go with one of my favourites. I'm going to pick Star Wars. If I've got to pick one of the 8, the 9, the 10, however many there is, by the time this goes out, I'll pick the original. So I'm going for Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. It's going in to my memory box for 1,000 years' time for somebody to discover it. He's struggling on a film. Since we've said film, Adam has not stopped playing with his hat and his brain the size of a planet.
I'm going
in that dome.
I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger. Join us next week
I like it.
What my film is.
He's left it on a cliffhanger. Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you want, why don't you make your own memory box? Send us your lists.
You've got a week to make it.
Send us your lists and we'll have a read through and might read out some of the best in about 2 years.
So join us next week for the concluding part of Memory Box and I'll tell you my film. People are going mental now.
I can't handle
doing
it.
Doing somersaults.
I can't handle it.
I've got to think of a film.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a bark.
Have you thought of a film?
Not yet.
We're not doing the next part now, are we?
Yeah,
we are doing it now.
Yeah, but I might just pause and go for a tonk.
All right, okay.
How do we pause?
Guess after sleep, they go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe two random sheets. They live their lives on the road, just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to wipe two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others a dose. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.